So we really should have stayed calm. They're putting everything into this impact.
Who's that company?
The North Vietnamese, and exactly one regiment left their whole country.
Oh, I see.
That isn't committed. Everything else is in this attack.
I think it was a nice pastime.
So of course, if they put everything into one attack, so we really have to stay calm.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is not addressed to you, it's addressed to this town, because they're throwing their Sunday town. I think if one of the things is going to happen, either the South Vietnamese are going to cry,
or they're going to hold,
or the war is going to end. Because if they can't make it now, they're going to take such heavy losses that they cannot do it again for another year and a half.
Yeah, I know.
And that's a rather, you know, losing it, of course, would be awful. But we have no reason yet to assume that we will.
Why? Quite yet, bear in mind, we're losing it for 4 years or whatever now, of which we have to find.
Perception about that, but we've done the right thing, we should not do the same thing in this country. If we could have kept 100,000 men there, we'd be winning the war now at this very time.
Yep, it meant being, but we have to take some casualties.
So that's right. No, 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 no. You had no choice. You've got more troops there than we have any right to have.
Well, there's more troops in the dam. We're just about the limit of the goddamn country will support them.
That's right, at least. It'll be on. No, no, there's no criticism.
We're really going to be real tight. But that isn't really the problem at the moment, I don't think. The present time, we just got to recognize that the South Vietnamese have got to do things up. But on the other hand, if you look at the country, they're screwing around up here in the northern part of the country.
It's not a sign.
As far as you talk about pacification being sure, what the hell? What about the Delta? What about around Saigon?
We came in, they were fighting near Saigon. They were fighting in Hue.
That's right.
The Delta was the least safe area, but it's now the safest area.
Right.
I believe that. I refused the request for authority. And it is true, they had just passed this on to us. I don't think they have my authority. And I recommended to you. Dr. has checked it, but it's not the approved.
I know, I have a recollection on that.
I wonder if you, with your recollection was right, I wonder if you my weakness. They wanted to do a 3-day strike in an arc 50 miles along the border of Laos and North Vietnam. I felt that to strike so soon after contact with China, was going to get the whole defense started again on China. It would force China into a violent attack on us. It would force the Russians.
It would risk China probably for Vietnam, I agree.
And
it might risk the Russian landers and Russian policy.
And
on the other hand, Vietnam has lost it in the state of Vietnam.
No, it did, but they wanted to attack on the south side, Mr. President.
No, I remember that.
They didn't want to attack logistics conflict. Now, Vietnam will not be lost for the sake of the south side. 3 days.
Except that they say, Henry, that only by attacking Sam Sykes are you able to get into the attack for business. See, that's what I mean.
That's right. We gambled. I have to take the responsibility for the fact that I recommended to you that we should write up the attack process, that we should then take it out. Laird did not object to that. In fact, Laird was one of the people at Mickey Mouse Sanctuary was passing on the sheets of standard condition forward.
I did arrive here
about the middle of March. But if I had wanted to get it done, I mean, I can't hide behind that. We've made a new thing. I would have urged you, and I didn't do that. In fact, I recommended against it, and I didn't. So I just want to say, in fairness to Laird, I bear the responsibility for this. I don't believe South Vietnam is going to be lost as a result of this. I think we are going to have to take slightly higher. You have to take positive things now. But you have to balance it against the uproar that would have started if you had this strike
without provocation.
Without provocation. Anything that happened now would be charged with the fact that he made them do it by violating the DNC and everything else. And on top of it, the violent Chinese reaction.
I think it's the right thing. I just want to be sure that we know what the record is. So the military start whining, and they start whining. That thing was.
I just thought
they were better not whining.
Should let Seymour do it if it wasn't this way. I know it.
Yeah.
Because he'd written a letter to Mr. Malik, which was your captain, you know, he said, oh, he's kind of discovered my lie, and he also, but he said the leaking that goes on in his government is not to be believed. He says every day he can see the documents, and he doesn't use a fraction of what he's getting, because he doesn't want to take any of the stuff. But I leave that aside, but he said,
I'm sure.
But he said that he got 40 volumes of the Sears report. And just the Xerox, 40 volumes of the unbelievable stuff. It took him weeks to get it down, and he said, I don't think I'm going to make it down.
Anyway.
But the interesting thing he said was that in all the talks he had in Hanoi, they were talking to the Stanley. And he said that he talked to the Swedish ambassador and also to a priest who had talked to Pak Van Dong when Cho En Lai was there. And he was in Hanoi when Cho En Lai was there. And he said Cho En Lai absolutely enraged the Hanoi. Because apparently it sounds right to me. Because the attacks on China started after Cho En Lai had been there. Secondly, he said that Cho En Lai allegedly said to Pak Van Dong when the cut made for March 4th after the trip. Apparently Cho En Lai said to Pak Van Dong, and the reason I'm thinking you believe it is because you recognize it, he said, apparently Cho En Lai said to Pak Van Dong, President Nixon is an extremely subtle and clever man. He has asked me to be an intermediary, and I'm therefore not coming to you as an intermediary. However, as an ally, I'm obliged to tell you what President Nixon told me. And President Nixon simply stated to me this position without asking me to repeat it. But I owe you as a recital of this position. Now that sounds Which is exactly right, and I don't see where they could have gotten it from.
But it's so accurate. Yeah.
And apparently, the
that position being that we're there,
we don't have to do. We will not accept the military settlement.
And if they start the attacks, we've got to do it. It's not directly against you.
And it's, of course, a very clever way for the Chinese to act, too, that they say, I'm not an intermediary. But as an ally, I must tell you what the president is saying. And he said, totally enraged to be in the news that Ha Van Lau, who used to be number two man at the Northeast Delegation, now the ambassador to San Antonio, came to his hotel three times to complain about Cho En Lai. And now this is Seymour Hersh, but they did say there's a stalemate in the South. We recognize we don't have 50% of the people. After all these statements, you should say the opposite. And Seymour Hersh also said it's interesting that they're not attacking around Saigon, they're attacking in the northern part.
Anyway, let me say that you've got to realize in terms of so-called panicking, nobody's doing that.
And so far, not in slavery,
and as a matter of fact, I think too, that the liquor is going out. And I said, well, it's not a secret. but they don't look as nice as they want. And we just, we're gonna, I personally feel that, he's, he wanted to be extremely cool. Frank Hella, and I, at least getting back, that's what I want to talk to you about, is this curious business of the Air Force and the, you know, we're up in there, and also the order that we made. I do not want Laird, do not want Laird to be able to set, that came up lying on this, that we ordered a 48-hour strike in the north when he was advising that he did it in the battle area. How can we cover that case? Well, the battle area comes first priority, but they've already been able to hold it, but it's not
This is the battle area, but we had to do a 48-hour strike, but the second is we're only brought out, and then we're able to get into another one.
Also, all planes can't fly in the battle area, can't they? Close to that, I guess, that, that's good. We don't react when they come marching across the goddamn borders on a base station or precipitately say this point, you know, is we're really unmasked now. With Laos and Cambodia, there could be some of that legitimate crap, you know, the crap. To the effect that we were white in the war, we were wrong. But who the hell's white in the war now? Who the hell's taking the offensive now? Right. That's the line that we want to pour out. The United States said that today, said like that. Defense should not have to go there now.
I think we should go after this sound attack.
I think that what has to happen is that Laird is going to go out. I don't think we should have, for example, the attack on the corn. Please describe the weather.
I don't think that's a good
I think that however Laird, you get it properly positioned here, since he's able to attack you, you always have to be able to replace the against one of the issues, and we are going to be able to do something to their and also all the strolling protection we're going to need, which is our skills from Americans there. You know, if there's a total rout, it would be a little hard to get them out of there, which is for another reason. Southfield needs to turn on.
But so far, Hugh is not acting, he's taking personal charge of the battle.
I have to ask about that.
Everyone so far seems calm there. Of course, we're going to get a tough time on the D3 front. I think if the attacks continue, I'll have to go there and make this one.
Oh, no question about that. That's not a question.
Now, we also hope that we would resume on the Syracuse directive as well, but I don't think we can do that anymore. Otherwise, it looks as if they shut their way into the conflict. You told me both of you both have started. That gives us a good record. We can say we all did it on the Syracuse.
Basically, I'm not saying that we don't. Let me suggest this.
The
24th one, they know matters a great deal. Now, that's just this private exercise.
What I would recommend is that, you see, we haven't asked for the 13th vote. We had to ask for it. We've done a great risk of they would turn it down, but if we had hit them in the meantime, I think we should give, we've already told them if we got the 13th, I think what we should tell them is, in the light of their attacks, we will now postpone that meeting to the 20th. And if we have to think that we can't do it.
What do you say on the 24th?
So you know on that part, I
wait till later to cancel that.
On the 24th, we're ready to go about the 20th. Second, I don't know if I can wait till about that. I don't know if I can wait till about that. At the time of Laos, they were within 2 weeks of collapse, and How does that make it that they were very, very busy, you know, but they had a support. Now here, it is very careful, they don't have any support. I tell you, God manages, you just have this, there's plenty of money.
But I checked this morning and I got the briefing, on the weather. I found out the faculty, both of the students. I said, how about the A1? The faculty for students, well, unfortunately, we don't have any A1s there. Well, they were about to put the sound, that's my plan. Those are good flow support airplanes. We've got to do something with that goddamn airport.
Yeah, but where the carrier has on the ground, they may be ones.
Yeah, but they're also getting more of the airport now. The trouble with the modern ones is they're so high performance. They say the lowest they can bomb is 2,500 feet, but they're not going 2,500 feet. So they need a 4,000 foot ceiling.
Did you ask more of a direct question? What in the hell is the trouble if you cannot have full support forces moving in?
Because they've got a sort of conspiracy. They all want the most modern hot-rod airplane.
Most comfortable.
I really am very interested in this Israeli reaction to the F-14 because they have kind of every interest.
Yep. Well, I think we're well positioned on this. We are well positioned to take the this in the sense that
I'll get it.
What is it?
have to do it by the next, as well. Like what?
But I think it depicts a lot, so we should send, to everyone there, so it's not,
people are still, 75% of the people in that country live side on the south, only we're not.
People who go up and go in, and then we also do second floor. And they do that, of the territory, and something like that.
Well, that.
The settlement is on that, is that, yeah,
I should do one.
And then we should bargain that what's left, but then we should send it, because there's no reason to suppose if they can't hold one and two floors, they can hold three and four. Because if they are the actual first one, this is their March 1998. And they are putting everything in for us. So how can they function?
Well, Henry, that is the whole, that's the saving grace for the government, but we have to throw that something on. Other than their figure, I'm sure. But it is hard to believe that they still have a problem. That's the way we will throw something on. Well,
I'm beginning to think now, Mr. President, that what you all are trying to make the compromise of that was that they decided they'd better not attack them.
Yeah.
Until they got their supplies ready, because they were afraid that the attacking countries would knock out their supplies in order to be empty, and then they could get the other attacks. So they wanted to do, just wait until they could do it simultaneously. From the military point of view, we made a mistake in not attacking the
terrorists. Yeah, when we had to go to China.
Or even the march when he came back, but on the other hand, if I know the military,
they probably would have done anyway.
All right. They would have done is gone out to the south side.
How long? 2 weeks. So they go after the town.
Oh, yes, but that's what the king's going to do.
And my view is that the, in retrospect, my view is that we had to wait until we were hit. We had to wait. Now we have waited until we were hit. And we have to wait for the occasion now. Even the little bastion state, unfortunately, they want to be an ally. So it's such a mission to be humiliating if they're hit now. Didn't you find that the Martian Great Nick we do hit?
I think that I didn't ask you to pick him, but I know that he didn't check for now. I think they realize we have to do something.
They realize, you see, Henry, there's a very different problem. I just have a feeling.
Well, that's why I was so much against popping it out there in March.
Yeah, there's a very different public opinion. Everything. You could develop on this one, and you won't catch it in your media. The media will do this and all the media is playing this one some afternoon. There's a different situation. They're attacking us rather than we're invading them.
And if we think we're in Moscow, they're doing everything on the peace line. And could we have been relatively quiet in Vietnam? This is why coming back from China, immediately popping North Vietnam, we would have had no endurance.
I think our decision was right.
And it would have put the Vietnam issue into the primary.
Right. But it was the main part of that.
Quite partisan, I have to say.
It was right for other reasons. It was right because we have to have some public opinion on our side, particularly too close to the election. As well as another thing, too, our haven now is much more politically possible than haven. I don't have a lot of
evidence. President, the one thing that this guarantees you, unless they start to make if they have the 3D campaign, you can forget about September, October. They're not coming back in September. You remember last year, the loud people who said they're not going to come in. Or maybe they're attacking September, October. They're going to be so chewed out if they don't win. They're going to be so chewed out they're not coming back in September.
Well, I don't think we really have to do much about it, but think about it, you know, we don't really have much choice. It really isn't a very good one. Actually, you have to have this, you have to go home. Probably all that's gonna happen there in a week.
Being in the side of the, I'm just gonna put it to them. I'm gonna tell him. But, I'm gonna tell him, you've got to do this treaty up, you've got a lot of new things. Can't expect us to help you. I'm not gonna be the toad to the, right, so, tell him you're jeopardizing a whole, all of these initiatives that we've got to have. That's it. He showed up with them on the phone with Matt, and he said that he's the president, just went over and asked for it, and that he's checking for a list of the people. He found 90% of the people in Russia. And there were the circumstances to be here. He knew the message on Poland in that way, and that way he's bringing the message, or giving it 6 to those that have been in the building. I think you just say, well, I think if we don't hit that model, yeah, that's why it's model, yeah. But what I meant is, what the hell, why do we put that play there again? We find that we go forward. So it'll, their comments.
Yeah. You know, I sent this gorgeous message to the Chinese. Not on this, but directly, but this line goes on.
Yeah, where they get. Were they lecturers? What'd you say in effect?
I said in effect. I'd be understanding they have to take some stuff that you say. But that's better than our relationship has been all along. With the other side of the point of view. No sense asking us to accept 7 points, but the other side is negotiating all the ones with us. On the other side throws out all the data.
He'll never go back to the law. So he's after prosecuting.
Oh. It's polite, but it's very sharp. And I think when one is on the fence,